The talk that I'm giving picks up where Father Joe left off. Because personal prayer is not an event that stands on its own, but it's connected to our communal prayer. And we're familiar with our communal prayer in our parishes, particularly Vespers and Orthros or Matins and the liturgy. And I'd like to focus particularly on the Holy Liturgy. Because our personal prayer is not an end in itself, but it is a prelude, it's a rite of passage to the celebration of the Divine Liturgy. And there is no other way to participate in the heavenly liturgy except in the earthly liturgy. And the liturgy of the Church always implies and includes the living liturgy of our personal existence. So there can be no separation of personal prayer from communal forms of prayer. In the words of Elder Emilianos of Simona Petra, Father in God to Archbishop Alexander, Father Gabriel and my bishop, he said, "It is pointless for me to go to church if I am not continuously at prayer, and it is pointless for me to pray if I have no part in the liturgy and the sacraments. There is no church without prayer, and no prayer without church." Indeed, prayer and liturgy are not simply interdependent, but like faith and works, neither can be said to exist in separation from the other. Our personal prayer and the liturgy of the Church are on a single continuum. One leads to the other and back again. Looking at the photos from the consecration of the church at Dormition Monastery, that shows at the monastery the centrality of the church. It's built right in the middle of the monastery, the heart of the monastery. And the life at the monastery flows into and out of the church. Personal prayer leads into the church for communal prayer, and communal prayer leads back out to the works at the monastery and personal prayer. And that's the way it's supposed to be for all of us. Our lives flowing in and out of the church. Our personal prayer throughout the week leading us to the church for the Holy Liturgy, and the liturgy sending us from the church to home, to school, to work, where we live on the bread of life as we continue our personal prayer, which leads us to the church and the Divine Liturgy again. Our personal prayer prepares us for the sacramental encounter with God in the liturgy, for the liturgy leads us to the experience of God, to a sacramental encounter with Christ. Quoting Elder Emilianos again, "The time of the liturgy is the time of revelation in proportion to one's preparation in the cell." Here he's speaking to monastics in their cell where they conduct their personal prayer. But it also applies to all of us. The time of liturgy is the time of revelation in proportion to our own personal preparation in prayer and fasting throughout the preceding week, and especially the evening before the liturgy, Vespers, Matins, the morning of. The liturgy gathers us as a community. And it gathers not only us, whom we see with these eyes. Quoting Father Emilianos again, "Because we know and believe that God is our Father, we view the church, especially when we enter it, as our home, our true home. We come in and go out freely. We are happy to be here. We make the sign of the cross. We light our candles. We speak with our friends. And our family is not simply our children and relatives, however many we may have. It's rather all of us, all humanity, including those who have turned aside to the left or to the right, or have perhaps not even yet thought about God, or dared to admit that their heart is filled with cries and groans, and that with these they hope to open heaven, or that God will answer them, but they are hesitant and ashamed. The liturgy is our family, our gathering, our house. And what a spacious house it is. Together with us are those who are absent, along with sinners and the wicked and the dead. Indeed, even those who are in hell, but who may yet remember something about God. And who knows how many of these will find relief, be drawn out of Hades, and even dragged up from the depths of hell thanks to the prayers of the church, her memorial services, and divine liturgies. This is our home. Angels and people, living and dead, sinful and righteous, we all constitute the one body of Jesus Christ. Everything that happens with one member of my body is felt by my entire body. Therefore, there is nothing secret between heaven and earth. We speak and we pray, and God hears us. And the Father is leaning over us, and not only us. He is also the Father to those who have fallen asleep. Therefore, every day, God leans over us, and not only the living, but the dead also feel his breath. Every day, the dead see the loving eyes of God turned toward them. Doesn't Christ our Savior draw near to and take care to gain all those souls in the life above? He was crucified for them. For them he spilled his blood. Is the Holy Spirit ever absent from our life, who comes and fills us with the fragrance and scent of the Godhead? We would die if we lacked the Holy Spirit. Therefore, since there above our dead live, it means that the Holy Spirit breathes in them also. Therefore, we are one body with the dead. So that at the liturgy, when we gather, it is not only us, but all the fallen asleep, our families, our relatives and friends, with the angels. And after the liturgy, having received the body and blood of Christ, we will go home again to our failures, to our struggle with our pain, to our brokenness. We return to our own space, our own time, where we try to succeed, to take care of our kids, to solve more problems, to tend to more things that need our immediate attention, to embrace our jobs, to serve others, even our failures, and to feed and take care of this body. But the liturgy takes us into God's kingdom. And though we will depart again to go to our houses with our passions, our sins, our fallenness, it doesn't matter. We will again go to the liturgy. We will grab Christ again. He will deify us again. We will again enter his house, all the way to the intimacy of his kitchen and dining room, bring him his own gifts, the wine and the bread, into which we put and pour out our misery, our fallenness, our pain, our despair, only to lift them up to his altar and only to have them transformed into his body and blood. We pour ourselves into the chalice, only to be given back himself. We put our fallenness on the discos, only to have it changed into his being. We give him us, being still a gift of his own, to be given back him. Such is how God reveals himself to us in the Holy Liturgy, uniting us to one another as we are here, and with the angels, and with the fallen asleep, uniting all to himself, so that he becomes all, and is in all.